KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan right now in Salt Lake City. 46 degrees, KSL's top story. We're learning that police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are now investigating several possible crimes after someone allegedly yelled racial slurs at the U of U women's basketball team. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live. She has the latest. Amy.
Jeff, Chief Lee White says they are investigating after a call from the team.
There's an Idaho statute regarding malicious harassment. The second one is a disorderly conduct statute. And then thirdly, there is a federal crime based on what actually occurred that evening that might be appropriate.
The women were staying at a hotel in Coeur d'Alene last week ahead of their game against Gonzaga. According to the team, on the way to and from dinner one night, trucks revved their engines before yelling the N-word. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says that does rise to the level of a hate crime.
The use of the N-word all by itself is about as derogatory as you could imagine, and it clearly outlines what the person who shouted it was trying to say, and that was to express hate and contempt towards some people because of their color.
Police say they are looking for the people responsible and asking the public for any information to help them do that. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. And responding to the allegations in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho's governor says there's no place for racism or bigotry in Idaho. Governor Brad Little is praising the Coeur d'Alene community for stepping up and reaffirming the state's values. On X, Utah's governor, Spencer Cox, posted a thank you to the neighboring governor for his comments. KSL News Time 302. Soccer is a little different. Instead of the team's name in big letters, it's the sponsor's name on the jerseys. And there are some complaints about the name sponsor of the Utah Royals.
That sponsor is America First Credit Union. The uproar, supporters of the North Carolina Courage, stated on X that the phrase America First has a long history rooted in racism, fascism, and hateful ideology. That post has over 1 million views. The credit union clarified in a statement saying, America comes from its connection with the U.S. government and working with people who worked on military bases. First was meant to reflect our continuing dedication, putting the financial needs of our members at the forefront. Even Governor Spencer Cox voiced his feelings on X that said, just when you think this website can't get any more ridiculous, I had to check if this was a parody account. Sadly, it's not. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Well, by now, you've undoubtedly seen the video of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Utah state lawmaker Phil Lyman saw it, and the candidate for governor is blaming the collapse on diversity. Yes, on social media this morning, with no data to back up his assertion, Lyman posted, quote, DEI equals DIE. First responders are still desperately looking for six road workers on that Baltimore Bridge this morning when it collapsed. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, divers have spent hours in the water, surrounded by twisted metal, desperately looking for the remaining members of the road crew. Two have now been found, but six are still missing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore meeting with their families to update them on the search.
The strength of these families is absolutely remarkable, and we want to let them know we are here with you every single step of the way.
The road crew was filling in potholes on the nearly 2-mile four-lane bridge when a cargo ship collided into it. Federal investigators are on the scene. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the 24-member team will begin to investigate once the search efforts are complete.
We have a team here that is getting the recorders. We also have our team out of the Office of Highway Safety, including structural engineers.
President Biden says he wants federal funding to fix the bridge, which is over a key shipping waterway. Ukraine says that its forces have sunk or disabled a third of all Russian warships in the Black Sea. It's a major blow to Moscow's military capability as the war drags into a third year. And a New York judge has issued a gag order barring former President Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The judge cited Mr. Trump's prior comments about him and others in the case, as well as the looming April 15th trial date. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A Wasatch County Sheriff's Office employee is now facing a long list of child sex charges. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
Prosecutors filed 10 total felony charges against 58-year-old Mitchell McKee, including multiple counts of human trafficking and sexual exploitation of a minor. Charging documents say Heber City Police initially pulled McKee's vehicle over in January. Investigators say a 15-year-old boy who was inside the car told them he was with McKee to have sex with him in exchange for nicotine vape pens and that this wasn't their first meeting.
To avoid a conflict of interest, the county turned the case over to the Utah Attorney General's office. McKee was arrested at his home on Tuesday. KSL News Time 3:05, and the Tuesday rush begins. Ricky Meese is with us, so what's going on?
Already a little bit of heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15, the usual spot, Murray and Midvale, but we also have a crash in Weber County. It's affecting both directions of travel on SR-39 Ogden Canyon, about 4 miles east of the mouth of the canyon in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.